You are in deep focus, or you're about to be. My name is Mitch Goldman. I'm your host, and this is part three of a recording made in August of 2013. Eric Person, my most frequent guest from all of these deep focus programs that I've done. And our subject is Sonny Rollins, somebody whose music is very close to my heart and Eric. So this is a great one. I hope you are enjoying.
So I think it was, you know, part of their aesthetic in a way.
Yeah.
You know, not so obvious like that, you know.
Speaking of, and this leads right into some music that we're going to hear too in the continuation of the set, that thing that Sonny has, and we've talked about him dipping into the Great American Songbook. So, all right, in there, both of these sets, there's definitely some conscious thought going on in this. Both these sets start with two originals, two very different originals at that. The first set started with Oh Thank You, Oh God, and then into Duke of Iron. The second set started with Klook, then into Tenor Madness, and both are followed by three very different American songbook type of songs. And we're going into Someone to Watch Over Me, George and Ira Gershwin, Why Was I Born, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, and one of my favorites, and I don't care what anybody says, and I think Sonny's on the same page as me, I'll Be Seeing You, which, you know, it's the ultimate tearjerker, and I think he's... I think Sonny just loves these songs. I think I picture little 8-year-old Sonny sitting in the movie house on Saturday afternoon eating popcorn and taking in the picture, the story.
I do too. I mean, I think those guys were at a, or I'm just saying those guys that were back then in the, you know, I guess the 40s, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s. They were at a unique vantage point in history, really, because the pop music was very good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, these were songs you'd hear on the radio or...
And in movies, and you'd be like, hey, man, I want to play that song. That song is great. And then you would find out that that song had a lot of meat to it. The melody was great. The harmonic structure... You know, it was really complex in a way. And quite the opposite of now. So, I mean, if you wind up finding a song that you might even want to play now, it's rare in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
And,
or you so reach for that because, I'd like to find a pop tune that people know that I could do something with.
Yeah. I mean, these songs now don't usually even have bridges, so...
Yeah.
You know, so, that, again, so it was a lot of material that these guys were able to mine for years. And so he's still playing some of those things that...
Do you think it's just an exercise, a musical exercise, or is there also some emotional and cultural freight coming along with it from the... what the song is about, the lyrics of the song, the movie the song was part of. Do you think that's part of Sonny Rollins' thinking, playing these songs?
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's impossible to get inside his head, but
call him up, you know.
I'd be happy to. Sonny, if you're listening, come on through, man. It's been a little while. Door's always open.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. I think we'll let the man speak for himself.
Yeah.
Shall we? This is WKCR. I'm Mitch Goldman. My guest is Eric Person. We're putting the deep focus on Sonny Rollins. We are at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, PA, October 16th, 1992.
Let me say something. This is just a little selfishness here.
Please.
I want to ask, you know, people who are out there to who are on Facebook to please, you know, just punch in Eric Person's fan page and, you know, add yourself or however that like me, that's what it is. I appreciate that because I would love to stay in touch with those who interested in what we're talking about and possibly my music. And
let me add to that and say you will be richly rewarded
You would be richly rewarded.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You want to hear Eric Person's music.
Yeah, I
agree. You want to be where he is.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to catch his shows. You want to download his songs.
Hey,
you
man.
You do. You really do. You really do. Very lucky to have Eric Person in the studio tonight. Check him out on Facebook and ericperson.com. ericperson.
Yeah.
Off to Pennsylvania.
You know who I would like to hear play together?
Yes, who?
My cousin, Houston Person.
Yes.
With Sonny. That yes. would be a great, oh, man, that would be something else. That would be something else.
Oh, yeah. All right, it's music from Sonny Rollins from the KCR Archives. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show for tonight. Once again, we have my man Mark Soskin on the keyboards, my man Clifton Anderson on the trombone, Reggie Nicholson on the drums, Victor Cien on the conga, and Jerome Harris is playing bass with us tonight. Yours surely, Sonny Rollins. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming on, singers. We hope to be back in the round here sometime soon. So don't forget, Philadelphia is a great town. Remember all the great people, Jimmy Heath, Percy Heath, Jimmy Oliver, John Coltrane, Hen Gates, everybody, Philadelphia, yeah!
Oh, Thank you.
Eric, you think we can get them to do one more?
Oh yeah.
You think? I don't know, man. I think they're getting in the van.
They're getting in the van. Sonny has left the building.
That's it. Never get him to come back. It's too bad because it was such. I just want to hear one more. We could just get one more. Never happen. Oh well. I guess we got to start packing up.
Pack it up.
Wait. What's this?
Thank you.
Eric Person, I ask you, who, besides Sonny Rollins, could get away with ending a set like that with a song like I'll Be Seeing You? What is it? I'll be looking at the stars and I'll be seeing you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from anybody else, that would be just too corny to take, I think.
Yeah, everybody else who could end a song, I mean, a concert like that is dead.
I think it's a very short list. Well, this has been Deep Focus.
Yep.
And we put Sonny Rollins. We put him under the heat lamp.
Under the microscope.
And he held up.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason that they say he's the greatest improviser who's ever been recorded in a lot of people's book. Hmm. I don't have any fight with that. Eric Person, thank you again for sharing the love.
No, it's always good. It's always good. Deep Focus. We got some plans. Okay.
Yes. Oh, uh-oh, you're going to hit me.
Here's the question.
Oh, man.
I've been planning this.
Oh.
So, what was Sonny Rollins' nickname? I know you know that.
Nuke.
Okay. And where did that nickname come from?
I have no idea, so I'll take a wild guess. Was it after Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Don Newcomb, who he bore an uncanny resemblance to?
You knew that. And his nickname was Nuke.
Yes, Nuke. Newcomb. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We got to run away. We got a whole bunch of guys that look like they're ready to kick us to the curb here. So we got to sign off. I'm Mitch Goldman. Eric Person, thank you again for coming up. This has been Deep Focus. And keep it tuned right here. Is it what's coming up? What do we got? Late City Edition, of course. All right, I got one thing I must indulge because Eric's here. Eric, okay, my little theme song that I play every time on the show, there's actually two songs that you could find. And when you find them, they're both songs that Eric Person is on. The first one is a track from one of his albums.
Rhythm Edge.
Rhythm Edge, of course. Yeah. And the second is Dizzy Gillespie's Bebop, which you played with Shannon Jackson in the Decoding Society.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say a little good night and just keep it tuned right here.
Another set of music.
Another set of music.